Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thome moves to third. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hershiser, and towards Berga, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines throws the ball into Guillen, who relays the ball to Martin, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tomy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Tomy moves to second. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Berga reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 4-2. Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell is walked intentionally. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to third for the out. Bell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tomey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tomey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Indians. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Adley Hamaker now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thome strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Murray moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Julian Tavares now pitching. Tony Peña now catching. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Vizquel. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton is hit by the pitch. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Lyons and he is out, Martin applying the tag. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tommy. Devereaux scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Indians. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Thome. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Thome steals second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Thome scores. It's 10-7, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez fields the ball and throws to McCaskill covering. Safe. Ramirez scores. It's 11-7, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Matt Karchner now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.